Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello once again to all of our wonderful and faithful Blog Talk Radio listeners. I am the host of this, your show, Prophetically Speaking, and I am Prophetess Trinoncia Balk, and along with me, I have my dynamic co-host, which is none other than the wonderful Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. Prophetess Jenkins, how are you on today?
I am doing fantastic. Thanks be to God, I tell you. God has been good to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Despite of what the enemy has come to try and do, we always have room, we always have time, and we always have an opportunity to give all praise and all glory unto God. Prophet, what is the weather like there in New Iberia, Louisiana today?
Wonderful here, wonderful.
It's
nice sunshine. We can have some really, really bright days, and I thank God for that. I love those kind of days.
I do, too.
Bright.
Yes, I do, too. I love sunshine. I am just a, you know, one of the things my mother and I have discussed over the years, I said I think it's because I was born in the month of August that I'm just a summer baby at heart. And so I just absolutely love summer time, I tell you. And so, but to all of our listeners, again, we're glad that you are joining us, and we're going to give a little bit of a history of what we've been doing over the past week or so, and then we want to go a little bit into our future, and I want to take the time to send a wonderful shout out to all of our mothers. Want to you all to know that we give honor and we give reverence to all of those of you that given birth to your baby girls and baby boys, and some of us are in different processes. Some of us are in the time where we are receiving a seed and getting ready to go into a process of impregnation, and others are now pregnant and carrying a seed and walking through a process. And then there are others that have released the seed. You've already gone through the process. The seed has now come forth, and you're able to see what you were carrying the whole 9 months, and being able to have joy and gladness at what God has blessed you to give birth to. So no matter what stage you find yourself in, I want to take the time to wish each and every one of you a wonderful Happy Mother's Week. And then we're on our way to Sunday, Woman of God, and I want to wish each one of you a wonderful Happy Mother's Day. And so at that note, I'm going to go quickly because we have a not-so-long show as of right now, but I want to take a moment to let all of you know that myself, those of you that are within the Houston area, I will be ministering a wonderful word of God and ministering to the women of God at the Restoration Square Full Gospel Baptist Cathedral on this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. And we're going to be there giving the women of God what the Lord has blessed us to give them. And so for those of you that are within the Houston and surrounding areas, I would invite you to come out again. That's going to be at the Restoration Square Full Gospel Baptist Cathedral under the leadership of Bishop Dalton and Pastor Tracy Glenn. And that particular location is at 5100 Crane Street in the city of Houston, Texas, 77026. So again, we'll say that a little bit more before we leave you on today, but I want to invite you all to come out and hear the word that the Lord has planted in my spirit to be a blessing to the women there on Sunday morning. And so, and I want to thank God for this past week. I actually had an opportunity of being with this particular church on this past weekend, and I was invited there to give honor to one of the pastors there, Pastor Floral Samuel. And so I want to thank God for her and thank God for the prayer breakfast. That was a wonderful and certainly a delight. And as a result, woman of God, of that prayer breakfast, the bishop there invited me to come back and be with them on Mother's Day and speak a word of encouragement to the women. And so I thank God for that. And then this last Friday, we had a wonderful opportunity of being able to share our ministry with the world because we had a preaching engagement here in the city of Houston, and that particular engagement was put on by Prophetess Christina Lockett, and many of you have heard of her. She's actually my co-host of the Prophetic View Talk Show, which comes on 43.5, the Urban Houston Network, and again, you can also catch that live streaming. But we were there this past Friday, Woman of God, at the Holy Trinity Church, and there we were able to have that broadcast to be put on live television. And so that particular broadcast played on this past Wednesday. Yes, it was this past Sunday. Played on this past Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. and it's going to show again on tomorrow night at 12 o'clock a.m. And so again, for those of you that are able to catch the Urban Houston Network, you're able to do so by going to 43.5. And again, you're able to look on the internet under UrbanHoustonNetwork.com. There, you can catch us live streaming 24 hours a day. So, and our television show, again, is called The Prophetic View. That comes on every Wednesday at 12 o'clock a.m., every Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. And so, woman of God, it is being a busy weekend, a busy time, but we're only going to be getting a little more busier with the time frame. We're going into some more busier moments with our business ventures with the hair salon and being able to get some more things going there. So, woman of God, I thank God that busy is not always bad. Sometimes busy is good when you're trying to do things for the kingdom of God. And I also remind you all to look on my website, which is the tbministries.net website. You're able to see the books that we have available. Go to amazon.com anytime. You're able to order Soul Journey. You're able to get a copy of The Power of Me. And woman of God, it was such a blessing. Even as I went out on this past weekend, we were able to share our TB Ministries t-shirt. We were able to give credence to the ministry. And so I'm just really thankful to God, to what God is doing, how God is lifting us up to another dimension in Him. And really, I feel as though my wings are spreading. And woman of God, I'm just ready to soar. I don't know about you, but I'm just so done with the rudimentary, just elementary things of this earth. I'm so ready to go into the higher things of God and, you know, just ready to soar and fly and be all that God has called me to be. So, woman of God, I'm just, again, so excited about this upcoming day that is called Mother's Day. And what we've done for our listeners on today, we have gone through the Word of God, and we are going to highlight a few women of God from the Word of God on today to help and encourage you in your walk being a mother. One of the things I've discovered, Prophetess Jenkins, is that being a mother is not just a title. Being a mother is a ministry. Being a mother is an actual ministry. And one of the things I found out that no matter how many places God takes me to, no matter how many people view my face, whether it's on national television, whether it's at church, or no matter how many people hear my voice, whether it's on radio, whether they come to hear me speak at an engagement, it does not matter. All of that becomes second when it comes to my son, when it comes to me being a mother. Does not matter how many people that God has given me the liberty to minister to. The first person that I want to minister to is my son. No matter how much love and how much hugs and kisses, you know, I give out to people where I go, people that I see, you know, I'm always trying to give group hugs, shouts, kisses, all that kind of stuff. But woman of God, it all pales in comparison to the love, the hugs and the kisses that I have for my son. All of it. He is the first ministry, you know, that I have. And, of course, when I speak, let me say we're highlighting Mother's Day, We're highlighting who we are as mothers. And, you know, woman of God, being a mother, I don't know about you, but for me, being a mother has played such many different roles in my life. Being a mother kind of keeps your mind off of foolishness when you are a mother of God. It tends to, the words that come to my mind are actually mothers in Zion. Because one of the things I found out is that sometimes we can have babies, but they're not necessarily being mothered. They're not necessarily being brought up in the things of God. And I think it's so important that when God gives us the ability to receive a seed, when he gives us the ability to walk out a 9-month process, when he gives us the ability to be able to bring another life into this world, that I think that it's so important that we not take that lightly, that we not just take that as, you know, something just to do. I have a cousin of mine. She's right there in Louisiana, a woman of God. And if I called her name, you would probably know her off the bat.
Yeah.
My particular cousin, the very last time I went to see her, I'm not sure if she had made 30 years old. I mean, I wasn't sure at that time, but I think at that age, at that point, she was on baby number 7. And I remember having a conversation with her, and these were children. I think the oldest one may have been 5. And I was asking her, I began to ask her, why is it that you want to have so many children? And the children were not well-maintained. The children were not well-behaved. They were just doing, just being children. You know, they were just out, you know, just doing what they wanted to do. And I asked her, I said, well, why is it that you want to have so many children? And her answer to me, she said, well, you know why? I said, why? She said, because I want to be like my mama. She said, my mama had a bunch of children, and so I want to have a bunch of children. Mm. And sometimes, you know, woman of God, I can take that spiritually and naturally. Because sometimes we just want to do a whole lot because somebody else is doing a whole lot. We want to have a whole lot of stuff coming up out of us just because somebody else has a whole lot of stuff coming up out of us. But sometimes if we got a whole lot coming out, we have to be a person that can care for a whole lot. If you have short arms and your arms are not that wide, then it doesn't make sense to just continue to give birth to so many different creations, and you don't have enough arm width to love and to nurture all the things that you're giving birth to. What do you have to say about that, woman of God?
Hallelujah. My mother had 12 kids, and I was one of the oldest girls after my sister passed away, but I was the one that had to take care of the younger ones, and I didn't like that position because I was made to be a mom at an early age. I don't think kids, women should have a lot of kids they can't take care of. Neither can they not love equally. You know, you have to, kids desire a lot of attention. And you're not giving attention to the kids after having so many, somebody's going to be in trouble. So in this day and age, we don't have a lot of kids. This is a new day for mama age and mama date. People have kids, and I feel that they need to have kids that they can take care of, who they can monitor and put into them all the things they need to be successful in their walk. And I don't believe that they should have a whole lot of kids. But to each his own. You know, I thank God for my mother because she taught us wisely. My mother taught us how to be women, grown women, how to take care of a home at a young age. So I'm wondering if she's able to do that with so many kids at hand. And mothers today are not like mothers back in the day. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. And, you know, one of the things that matters so much is when we have them, that is an assignment from God.
Yes.
And we have different age groups now that are having babies, and they come at a young age, and so many times you have individuals, you know, that are yet babies themselves, and then giving birth to babies. And so now you have babies having babies, and then you have grandmothers, that woman of God, at the age I was when I gave birth to my son, we have now women that are that age that are now called grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times when I've been places with my son, and I've had some of his little siblings, they would come up to me, little kids around him, and they would come up to him and they would say, "Boy, is that your grandmother?" And I would laugh. And I say, "No, honey, I'm not his grandmother. I'm his mom." And so, you know, in the day we live in now, things are so different. And
yes.
So I think that having children Over the years, the mission for having children has changed. The definition to why we become mothers has changed. You know, over time, after, you know, there are many young ladies that I've spoken with and some that I have ministered to. And when you speak with them about why, you know, they have babies, there are many different answers. And I know one of the answers that I've gotten quite a bit is that so-and-so, they wanted a baby. You know, we look on Maury so many times. You can look at Maury, and I mean, it doesn't matter if you look at Maury 5 times a week, you will almost hear that answer every single time. And they would say, well, why did you get pregnant? And the young lady would say, because he said he wanted us to have a baby. He said he wanted us to have a baby. And then you would say, well, where is he? Well, he's gone. And he's gone on with the other woman. And so now we're on Maury because we're trying to get a test so I can prove to him that this really was his baby. So we have many different reasons as to why individuals become mothers. And when you become a mother because your significant other says that they want to have a family with you, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I think when it comes to us creating family, we have to make sure that we have the steps in correct alignment. Because you have things now in this world, we have so many things that have gotten out of line. That we now, you know, in the Bible, it lets us know that sex should not be before marriage. Sex should not be before marriage. You know, woman of God, and one of the things I don't toot my horn, but one of the things I often share my testimony with young ladies about is that, you know, it's not a big secret that I was married and I'm divorced. And so that's not, you know, nothing to hide, nothing for me to be ashamed about. Yes, I was married. Yes, I'm divorced. But woman of God, when I was divorced, I give God all praise and reverence that I've been celibate going on 11 years now in the month of May. I've been celibate, and I give God praise for that, that the last man that I've known was the man that I was married to, which was my son's father. And so nowadays we have things that become so twisted, and we get things so out of line. And I think I've shared a story once before where I heard a particular person make a statement one day, and the statement was that whenever you're looking to get married, then you invite the person over to your house and you have them to cook a meal. And whenever they cook the meal, you eat the meal. And if you feel like that's a meal that you can eat every day for the rest of your life, then you know that there's somebody that you can marry. Well, at the time, I thought the individual was talking about food. And so I had one of the older individuals that were there in the circle. They began to tell me. They said, no, baby, he's not talking about food. He's talking about sexual intimacy. And so the individual was saying that if you, you know, become intimate with someone and you feel like this is, you know, this intimacy was so good for you that it can last you, you know, you can have it every day, then you go ahead and you marry him. And so I think that sometimes we've gotten things so out of line when it comes to the Word of God. There's absolutely nothing wrong with desiring to be a mother, nothing wrong with desiring to be a father. But one of the reasons, one of the things that we kind of get messed up with is that we get things out of alignment. Now, does that mean that if we keep things in right, that we don't have sex until we're married and we don't have babies until we have a husband? Does that mean that things are not going to fall apart? The Bible tells us that there's always an enemy that is seeking to and fro whom he may devour. So does that automatically give you the okay that if you do it this way that things will never go wrong? No, but we do have to remember to always stand fast in the Word of God. Doing things God's way gives God the ability and the right to do what we need him to do for us. If we are doing things our way, you know, and I share this with people all the time, when the Word of God says, whatever God has joined together, let no man put asunder. When God puts something together, he's obligated to keep it together. But when we put something together, God has no obligation to that. And so when we do things God's way, it gives God the right and it gives God the obligation to keep what he's joined. And so does that mean that divorce will not occur? Of course not. But what we're saying is that it's not something that we want to happen. But what we do want to happen is for us to do things according to God's word. So we don't want to just have a baby because somebody says they want us to have a baby, and yet they have no obligation, they have no commitment to us. You don't want to open up your life to such a long commitment. When you have a baby is a lifelong commitment. And we give ourselves these lifelong commitments to something that was just a temporary fix. And so we don't want to do that. And so, woman of God, you know, our definition nowadays to why any of us become mothers or fathers, we have different reasonings, you know. And so one of the things we always just want to do is encourage us in the word of God to do things according to God's will and according to God's plan for our life. Amen, prophetess?
Amen. Amen. You know, woman of God, I can remember just a brief testimony about how important motherhood is and how important mothers are to God. I can remember going to school in Tulsa, and I met a girl I was attending school with, and she began to tell me a testimony that her mother was preparing dinner, brother walked in the house, went to lay down for a while. She sent the daughter in the room to call the brother and say dinner was ready. The daughter went in the room to call him, and she stayed some minutes, and she was wondering where was the daughter, and she came back and was saying, Mama, my brother's dead. She said, what? Say he's not breathing. He's ice cold. So the mother goes into the room, and she kneels down by the bed, and he was dead. And she began to moan before God, and she began to weep and moan. Not words, not praying, but moaning before God. And the only word she said, God, you promised me. You promised me. I'm giving that testimony to let people know how important motherhood is, that you have to have that relationship with God in order to be able to truly raise kids in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And she began to moan before God, and she began to just weep, and she didn't say too many words. She kept saying, the daughter, she kept saying, but God, you promised me. And she laid up on his chest. And they reminded back in the day when Elijah laid on the child's body and life began to come back. But she began to moan and groan, and all of a sudden his body grew warm.
Mm.
He began to get warmer, and that boy came back to life.
My God.
And he's preaching the word. But she began to say, God told her that when I hear mother praying, I'm hoping to listen, and you got my attention, and God gave her son back to her. But we have to have that kind of relationship with God in order to be able to train them. We can have kids, 5, 6, 10, 15 kids, but we got to definitely have Christ to raise kids in this day and age. And just a brief testimony of how God brought life back to that young man, and how God got the glory out of that situation, and how we as parents have to train our children in the way they should go. Doing exactly. I'm so glad. I'm so happy that I got saved and gave my life to the Lord when my son was 4 years old. Now, I'm telling you, sometimes the kids go astray. That's okay. But you know that you have an advocate. You have a prayer connection with the Father that can turn it right back around. So we as mothers have an important role to play in raising kids. I hear you talk about your son all the time, how he's precious to you. And I can feel the love through the telephone, and I really, really know that your son is the main purpose. One of the main purposes to serve God, that you can train him up in a way he should go, that he might be that prophet, or he might be that apostle, or he might be that evangelist, because his mama trained him up in a way he should go. So that's my motive, my goal, is that I may represent Christ today as a mother. I'm not only a mother, I'm a grandmother. And I'm a great-grandmother, soon to be two. I have 8 grandkids, and soon to be 2 grandkids, and my mother, 1. So I thank God for motherhood today. I thank God for motherhood. We're celebrating a great day coming up Sunday. It is going to be a fabulous day for many, a sorrowful day for some. But they begin to lean not to their own understanding. They begin to trust God, begin to acknowledge God in all their ways, begin to give him that burden, give him the heartache, and let God begin to move in their lives. I am so appreciative for being a mother that God even gave me the opportunity to mother kids and to train them up. Most of them happened that I got saved to train them. I got, after serving the Lord for 34 years. I got saved and began to train them up and give them the word. Amen. We got to give our kids the word. I admire that in your practice, you know, that how you put your child first before ministry. And that's the order of God. Jesus first, our kids, our family comes second. And ministry comes after that. Amen. We have to train them up and do what God has called us to do.
Amen. And, you know, even along with that, you know, woman of God, one of the things we have to do, I think it takes maturity, even when we have children, because I remember as a young lady that was about to give birth, you know, I was 32 years old at the time when I gave birth to my son. And when I gave birth to my son, I remember feeling that I was ready to be a mother. I was feeling that I was ready for this. I could handle this. I'd never been a mother. I had nephews and had a niece and loved them to death. And I felt like, you know, I could do this. But one of the things I remember I experienced was the moment when they removed my son from my body. It was as if my entire life changed. And I've shared my testimony before, and I'll share a little more of it right now, but my marriage was completely out of order already before my son came into the world. And woman of God, before my son came into the world, I continued to fight for this marriage, and I continued to try to help him to be more like Christ, even though he had a mind that he was going to do what he wanted to do anyway. And so in the midst of me going through all of this, I remember that we had separated before and we had gotten back together, and just time and time again, I was trying to be the best wife that I knew how to be and trying to save this marriage, and I was leading women in the church and trying to do everything that I knew was right by the word and the will of God, and yet my marriage was crumbling and falling apart. And I was fighting and fighting and fighting to try to keep this marriage on stable ground. And so I went into the hospital, and when I went into the hospital and they took my son from my body, because I had to endure a cesarean, and once they removed him from my body and the doctors gave the baby to my husband, and he brought the baby over to see me. And once I kissed him, and they rolled me out into the hallway, and my sister came out in the hallway as they were taking me from the delivery room to the next place that I needed to go to. And as they rolled my body out there in the hallway, and I looked at my sister, she came out to talk to me, and right when I looked at her, she was trying to comfort me because I was having the chills, you know, after I just had a baby. And I said to her, I said, I'm getting a divorce. And my sister looked at me. She said, girl, that's the epidural talking. She said, you don't mean that. I said, no, I do. I'm getting a divorce. And it was at that very moment, woman of God, that even though he had already been having adulterous affairs, he had already been doing everything that he wanted to do, but I was so committed to know God, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to make this thing work. But once I became a mother, every single thing in me changed, and I knew at that moment, I knew I will not allow this child to think that this is the type of man I want him to be when he grows up. Now, it was a year later that I continued to go through all the madness that I was going through. But yet, I didn't do anything. I got a telephone call that told me, a woman of God called me and released the word to me and said, God said, don't move, don't do a thing. Allow him. A woman of God, I didn't do anything. And as time came, the Lord released me from that marriage. He left, and the Lord released. And at that moment, I got divorced. But I was committed, even at the time when they first gave me my son, my commitment to him came alive. And I think that sometimes many of us, we are on the operating table. We're allowing things to come out, but we have not really committed and saying that this is going to be a God thing and not a my thing. So woman of God, made up my mind at that moment that this was not going to be my child. This was going to be God's child.
Amen.
And I praise that that's exactly what he's growing up to be right now. So Prophetess Jenkins, to all of our listeners, we stated to you earlier that we're not going to have an hour-long show on today, and I do apologize for that, but right now our schedules are becoming a little bit more hectic, and so we're coming to you, and we want to give you what thus said the Lord, but just for the next couple of weeks, we're going to have to give it to you in a shorter version. So, woman of God, we're going to get ready now to transition from the radio. But, again, I want you all to stay tuned to 43.5. Those of you within the Houston area, outside of the Houston area, UrbanHoustonNetwork.com. Catch TV Ministries live on television Wednesday night at 12 o'clock p.m. Prophetess Jenkins, I want you to know I love you. To our viewing, our listening audience, I want you to know that we love you. But next Tuesday, 3 o'clock, we're going to be back with you, and we're going to be sharing more with you from the Word of God. Prophet Jenkins, I love you. God bless
you. Also.
Yes, and we're going to be talking to you all again the next Tuesday, 3 o'clock p.m. God bless.